Some of you might know that I prefer to call this Sichas Chaveira, not Sichas Musa. And for me to be together with Chaveirim, some of the old Chaveira, a lot of the new Chaveira that I don't really know, it's a very, very big schus. We're entering into an amazing time of a year, of a tekufa, of an Ibri Yor HaShonam U'Varis. And we're going to be benching Rosh Chodesh Adarishan Shabbos. The Shlach HaKadosh and all the tzaddikim tell us that the entire year of HaShonam U'Varis, a leap year, an Ibri Yor, the entire year is a Givaldige Yisratzen. Shemitah, Shoyevim, it would take many, many hours to get started. How all of these sugyas are converging. Now, Mishnah, as we're entering into the time of Mishnah Nesada. Chazal, in Ksubas Kuf Yud Beis, Chazal refer to the time of HaShonam U'Varis as Soid HaIbur, the secret, the mystery of Ibur. And it's based upon the pasuk in Navi Yechezkel, Besoid Ami Lo Yiyu. That means, the Gemara tells us from this pasuk, Besoid Ami Lo Yiyu, that we were sworn to secrecy regarding the nature of the Ibriyar, of the Shonam U'Varis, of the leap year. Besoid Ami. So what is that Sod? The Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh seems to be telling us that the Sod is the calculations, that there are certain calculations, and that's the Sod. But it's hard to understand how could that be the Sod. First of all, they're mathematical calculations, and if it is a Sod, then how could the Rambam be Hilch HaMagal Sod? The Rambam tells us all of the calculations. So what's the Sod? What is the secret, the Sod HaIbur? What does that mean? And v'chlal, the whole nature of this month, of this time, of these 2 months, the whole zehut, the identity of Adar, even the fact that if the question were really say Adarishan, regular Adar, Adarishan, Adar Sheni, this itself is a mystery. The Gemara in Megillah and Avav, and Tosis in Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Yutes, brings the Yerushalmi. It's Machlokes Tanoim. And this is the Machlokes, the way the Yerushalmi explains the Machlokes. The question of this extra month, the Chodesh HaIbur. The Chodesh HaIbur. Does that mean that it's extra, it's not really Adar? And that only the following month is the emes of what Adar is? Or do we say the opposite? And there are many nafkim in Zalacha, which is the real Adar. There are many, many nafkim in Zalacha. We have a yard site, bar mitzvah, shtoris, nedarim. There are many, many nafkim in it. And the din of Mishnech Nesodim Abim B'Simcha. Well, the question of when do we begin that, Nigin. But when do we really begin Be'emes? When does the Or, the light of Mishnichnas Adam Abbas Simcha, when does that enter into our lives? What's the Mohus of Purim Katan? What is this funny little yontif, Purim Katan? What does it mean? You know, the Chesim of the Ne'ila of all Shulchan Aruch HaChaim is itself the mystery, the sod of the Shonam U'Varis. We're at the very end of Aruch HaChaim, the Ramah brings the two shitas regarding the minhag of Mishta v'Simcha, whether there's anything to this minhag of having some ribui of Mishta and Simcha by Purim Katan, and the Ramah brings the different opinions, and then he ends in a very, very famous way, B'toyv Leiv, Mishta Tamid. In other words, it's good to always party. That's how Shulchan Aruch HaChaim The Ramah ends, V'toiv Leiv Mishnah Tamid. The Chidah connects the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Shivis Hashem Negdis Amid, with the end of Aruch Chaim, V'toiv Leiv Mishnah Tamid. And this is the union of Shnei Tamidim Kilchas, the two Tamidim. Shivis Hashem Negdis Amid, and Toiv Leiv Mishnah Tamid. So what is this side? So let's talk a little bit about the sherish of this mystery of the 2 months of Adar. And I'm trying to put into 20 minutes or so something which would take many, many, many hours and even days to go, just a little bit, just to begin, a little bit. There's a very, very deep vart from the Sar Shol from Belz Chus Yerlena, the first Belz Rebbe. Hamolech mihoidu vad kush. Hamoylech, which means that melucha is continuing even today. Not asher molach, but hamoylech. Mehoidu vad kush. Mehoidu vad kush. And there's a machlekes in Megillah Yudal. It's a strange machlekes. Because we would say that there's a metziah. So what is that place? What is that range of hoidu, mehoidu ad kush? What is that? How far are they from each other? So the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Hoydu B'Soif Olam, V'Kush B'Soif Olam. So Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. One says that they are the opposite ends of the world, the two furthest points apart from the world, Mehoydu V'Ad Kush. That's the Malchus of Achashverosh. Mehoydu V'Ad Kush. Remember that Achashverosh is a remez to HaMelech, Melech Malchim, HaMelechim. It's the Kamarna in his Sefer, Kesem Ofer. And the Gilsester begins with the Inyan of Achashverosh being the Oisius, Achroin, V'Rosh, is Achashverosh. And the Rishon, Vani Achroin. So HaMelech Mehoidev HaKush, according to one opinion, means that this Malchus is from the furthest 2 points of the world. The whole world may hoide vatkush. B'chad omar hoide vatkush, gabi hadadi habi kaim. And the other opinion says that these two places, hoide and kush, are neighboring each other. They're mamish next to each other. It's a strange machlokes. Either they're across the world, across the universe, hoide vatkush, or it's around the corner. That's the machlokes. So the Belzerov, the Sar Shalom says it, Gevaldig, listen carefully. He says that there's a certain Jew for whom changing, becoming better, seems to him like it's going from Hoide Vakush across the universe, across the world. But there's another kind of a Jew for whom it seems that to change is something which is next door, is near. It's easy. Because he explains that these two words, Hoidu and Kush, are very significant. And that Hoidu is a lashon of Hoid, of beauty and splendor. It means a person is a Baal Madrega, to be a tzaddik. Hoid. And Kush is a lashon of darkness, of misery, of distance. So for this Jew, for the one for whom Hoidu and Kush are opposite ends of the universe, that person sees and he feels within himself that I'm right now in a place of darkness, of kush, of shacharus, of darkness. And I can't imagine traveling that distance that would take me to a place of being a tzaddik, of that world that's called hoidu, or hoid. I can't imagine. Because those 2 points are so far from each other in my life. Because the way that I've lived until now, I can't imagine ever reaching the furthest end of the galaxy. When I look at a tzaddik, when I look at a Talmud Chacham, when I look at an Ner L'Chayit, it seems to me to be somebody that's so vayt, that's so far from me. Hoidu ad kush, kush ad hoidu, hoidu ad kush. Two opposite ends of the universe. And that's especially when a person is not living the way he wants to, when he's sinking into something that's not good. To talk to him about change, serious and sincere, big change in his life, is mahoidu ad kush. But then you have another kind of a person who's living in a life of or of alechtig life. And even when he makes a slight detour and things are not going exactly the way they should, but he lives with the pasuk every moment, hearing the pasuk in his head, ki karev elocha elocha hadav ma'oid, ki karev elocha hadav ma'oid, that hoidu and kush, according to the other opinion of the Gemara, those two places are mamish, mamish, those two places. Next door to each other. And for that person to change or to make that adjustment in his life, is kikar v'lecha adav ma'oid. Hoidu and kush are next door to each other. Harmoilich mehoidu v'ad kush. And this the command and other tzaddikim say is the inyan of Purim being the truth is that a Jew has the ability in a second to jump from Hoidu to Kush, from Kush to Hoidu. A person can change his life in either direction in a second. And therefore it's Adli Adib and Arham Baruch Mordechai. You could be this moment in the world that's called Arahaman. You could be in that darkness of Kush, of Arahaman. And it's true. You really are in a place, Chalila, that's called Arahama. And Keheref Ayin, like the Zohar says, Beriga Chada, true. In a moment, you could find yourself across the universe or next door. You thought it was across the universe, but it's next door in a place that's called Hay. Just like Rabbi Leibel Eger, Schus Yelena was just his yard site yesterday, that Rabbi Leibel Eger says the Inyan of Yisro, Kohen Midyan Chaisen Moshe, that it's possible for a person one moment to be Kohen Midyan, to be the biggest galach of Avodah Zarah in the world, and a minute later to be Chaisen Moshe. There is such a thing in the world. Where does that come from? That leap, that jump, even in English it's called the leap year. Where does that come from? So Chevre, this is the side. This is really what the side HaEbru is all about. I can only touch upon the side. And I'm going to be careful with the lashon that I use. But every one of you knows that what's unique about this month of Adar, but it says in the Megillah, Chodesh asher ne'epach lehem miyogin l'simcha me'eva l'yomtev. Miyogin l'simcha, you know, when you're in a place of yogan chalila, in your place of misery and sadness, it seems to you that to be happy again is the other end of the universe. And if any of you have ever had to chalila sit shiva, and you lost someone that you love, me'evil, you're in a place of avelus, yontiv. When someone tells you, don't worry, or believe that you're going to be happy, you'll be okay one day, it looks to you like they're crazy. It's a billion miles away. It's another universe. I can't possibly cross over from that place of yogoin to simcha to a place of from evil to yontiv. It's impossible to cross. But then along comes this time of the year, and it says in Megillah, HaChodesh Hashem Nepach Lahem Evena HaFeichu, that there's an Inyan of Hoidu Ad Kush. How does that happen? Because we can do it, and especially at this time of the year, and especially when it's an Ibiyor Shemit that we don't have time to go into, but especially when it's a Shonim Uberus, a leap year. Because you all know that there are different Midas, Sforim, they're called Spheres. And you also know that the highest of all of the spheres, the highest of all of the meters, is called Keser, is called the crown. And the crown, that meter of Keser in the life of a Jew, is higher than the mind, is higher than his intellect. The crown is worn upon the head. There means there's a part of us that you and I received. It's woven into the fabric of who we are as Jews, as the children of Avraham Avinu, who's the Rosh Ma'aminim, that you and I have this ability to ascend to a place within us that's beyond, that's me'eva, that's higher than all of the shikulim of logic and reason. To be able to go to a mitzias that's called ad delo yada. Ad delo yada means it's higher than any das, anything that I understand with my mind. Now the Zohar Kodesh reveals to us that even in keser there are different madregas. This is one of the deepest teachings of the Sfarim, of the Zohar Kodesh and the Kisvei Ari, that even in the world of keser there are different madregas. And the highest madrega in the world of keser is called in the Svarm Resha Dilo Isyada, the unknowable mind, or the unknowable beginning. Resha Dilo Isyada. That's how it's called in the Zohar Kodesh. Resha Dilo Isyada. In the Svarm it's written Resha Dalet Lamed Aleph Radlo. Resha Dilo Isyada. It's from that place of Resha Dilo Isyada that a Jew draws the pnimius of his amuna. Was described in Tanya, Yudches, Yutes, Chof, that a Jew, even a person whose whole life was not keeping mitzvahs, when he comes to that test of dying al Kiddush Hashem, over and over in history, we have proven ourselves to be mevatel everything that we understand, anything that makes sense, even to a person who never lived a life of mitzvahs. And at that moment to enter into that world that's called Reisha Delo Isyada, which is that we are Ma'aminim B'nei Ma'aminim, which we ask from Avraham Avinu, who's called in Chazal, Rosh Kol HaMa'aminim, as it says, Behem B'Hashem. Now, Avraham Avinu is called Avram HaIvri. And Ivri means that Avraham Avinu brought us something, Me'eva, something from beyond the river. Me'eva Hanar means the river of Bina, the river of understanding and knowledge that a Jew has within him. We're wired with a capacity, a koch of emunah that comes from the Reish of the Lisiyad, the highest part of the Keser. And that's why Ivri, Chazal tell us, it says in the Yalkut, Kol Oilam Kuloi Me'ever Echad, V'hu Me'ever Echad. That the whole universe was on one side, and Avraham Avinu is called the Ivri because he was something else. So from where does a Jew take the ability to travel in a moment from Kush to Hoidu? To be able to cross the uncrossable, unfathomable distance. Between those two Madregas of Hoidu, which is Hoid, which is the world of the Tzaddik, and Kush, which is the world of darkness, from Mordechai. The world of the Tzaddik is Mordechai. The world of Kush is Haman. And to make that journey, to travel that distance across the universe. See, each one of us has that from Avraham Avinu. The ability to jump from Kush to Hoidu, to change V'nahapaychu. This is the Sardi Ibor. And therefore, this forum is say that Adar, the month of Adar, Aleph Dalet Reish, is the Rosh Tevis, Reisha Delo Isyada. Reisha Delo Isyada. That Adar is the end of the year, it's the last month of the year. And Nisan is Achreshes Elohim. Nisan is the beginning. That a Jew has the ability to jump from the lowest place of Kush, of that darkness of Kush. And Adar Lo Yada, to cross over that endless valley of darkness, and to come to Hoidu in a moment, Birigachada, that nothing is impossible, and nothing is too far away, comes from the Reish Dalisiyada, from the Reish Kamina, from Abarina, who's Abma Ivri, who's Me'eva Anahar. The whole universe is on one side, and Abarina is able to cross over to the other side. Adli, Adam, and Aharnoch, Moroch, Mordechai. And that's why the Soita, even we ask, what does that mean that there's 1 month of Adar, but the 1 month is really 2 months? So it's something that Bechlal doesn't make sense. That either one is one cannot be two, and two is not one, and yet we have this strange thing that defies all Cheshbainus, that comes from Keser, that is not bound to the world of Seichel. It's not bound to the world of Seichel. That's why the Holy Razina, Regeshna Hanechel, inside Yesharim, points out how, aside from the fact that we don't have this anywhere else, that Purim comes at a time of the Inyan of Adol Yoda is when 1 month is 2 months, or 2 months is 1 month, and the Sota Iber, which is the month of the Iber, we don't know. So I guess we'll be happy by both months. Whatever it is, it's not Seichel. And the Mezina says that where else do we have? The Masechta begins, that when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, HaMegillah Nikris, Yudal, Yudbez, Yudgimel, Yudal. Shushan Purim. What's Shushan Purim? Is there such a thing as Shushan Purim Katan Chev? Are there going to be parties, Shushan Purim? So Machalik is Mr. Brun Mechaz Yitzchak. The Chavetz Chaim seems to not go so much for the whole union of Mishnah V'Simcha on Shushan Purim Katan. The Mechaz Yitzchak says it for sure is. It's a sight, it's a strange thing. The Megillah's Nikres, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. In other words, it crosses over the limitations of time and space. Imu Kefes Chaimu, but that's not when Purim happened. From the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, but that's not when, there was no Purim then. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph. Either it's every other Yom Tov has a day, so there's a Sveik of the Yoma, say the Reis of the Rabbanan. According to Yerushalmi, the whole month of Adar is Karshal Kriyas HaMegillah, right? The whole month of Adar is Karshal Kriyas HaMegillah. There was a Yidin Sachetshov that began drinking already from Rosh Chodesh. And the Avnei-Nezer said this was the only Jew that ever outsmarted him, because the Avnei-Nezer was very smart. And then the Avnei-Nezer said to him, Yanka, what are you drinking? What are you getting drunk? It's not Purim. He says, it's Rosh Chodesh. So Mishnech Nesai says, what Mishnech Nesai? Where does it say you start drinking? So he said that it says in Megillah that Haman was going to wipe out all the Jews, men, women, children, b'yayim echad, u'shlam levay. He says, not shy to kill so many people in one day. He's just a Rosh. He didn't want me to drink the whole month. He's just a Rosh. So why'd I have to pass my garment? The truth is it would take at least a month, I figured, to kill all the Jews. So I start drinking Rosh Chodesh. And now Avnei-Nezer says that was the only time in my life that I couldn't have an answer for that. He said, it's a good vart. I don't know if he made a l'chaim with him. But he said a good vart. He said a good vart. In other words, that at the same time, it's true that I'm far away. Right now, I'm a mess. My life is a mess. Right now, it looks like Arham. And it's true. And it's also true that there's this little thing in my head that says that for me to change my life, to turn myself around, it seems impossible. It seems like Kush are opposites of the universe. But then there's that funny little side ha'iva that whispers into the ear of a Jew to leap, to jump. And it says, no. Kikar ve'lach ha'dov ha'ma'od b'fichah v'rov chalal sa'isai. Purim, Yom Kippurim, Sil Hashem, Sil HaZazel. And this is what Amalek wants, the suffix. Amalek is Gemat Yisufik, you all know. And this is the suffix that the Rosh that Haman wants to put into our heads. That a Jew should be Messiah. That Davke, when he's at a very low point in his life and he feels disgusting and far, that voice of Amalek is that suffix that we had to have. That was it. What is it from Hoidu at Kush? Well, how can I get from Kush to Hoidu? Is there an express? Is there a supersonic way to get from Kush to Hoidu? So Haman laughs and says, No, there's no such thing. We paskin that is to the opposite ends of the universe. And there's no way that a person can jump, can leap. But then he says, what are you talking about? I'm a mamin. And I'm part of a people. It's mamin and b'nei mamin. I'm an enigal from Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu comes from Evanor. Evan means Adar. Adar is Reisha, Delo is Yada. That I'm able to enter into that world that's called the Keser. And not only the Keser, but there's a teaching about Shanto HaKadosh that Haman, you know, he himself wanted to. There's no time. If you look in the Keser Moir from Kaman, you'll see all of these Tyrus. But Haman himself was a very, very thick klipa. There's such a thing of keser, a klipa in keser. It's a terrible, terrible thing. That's why he wanted to make an eitz gavur, hamishim amak, is 50, is the 50 shari tumah, to come to the 50th place of tumah. And how do you undo such a thing of Haman? He was a very big tumah, Haman. But he himself said, Ha'isha Shamelech Chofes Biyakaru Yevil Levush Malchus Asher Lovash BeHamelech and so on. The Karlo Fanav Koche Yeyosil Ish Asher Melech Chofes Biyakaru Koche Yeyosil Ish. And the Baal Shem HaKadosh says that Koche is Keser Kol Haksar. Ashrayon shekach aloi. The koch is the oisiest keser kolak sor. That even though there is such a thing as a keser of tuma, an unbelievable, powerful, irrational force of tuma in the world that's called Haman. And Haman says to a Jew, there's no way for you to cross over that derech. That's the inyan asher koch of the derech. You get stuck along the way because he says it's too far, you can't change. You're stuck. Make up your mind. You're either an Arahamadika person. The Sadiqim, that's a Baruch Mordechai, but you're an Arahaman. And Asher Karach HaBadech, because the distance is too far. It's Mehoidu Vakush. Kush to Hoidu is too far. But Asher Yom Shekach Allah Yeish Asher Melech Kach Yeos Elish Asher Melech Chofetz V'yikaro HaMelech Kach is Kesa Kolak Sarim. The Baal Shem Tov said HaMelech Chofetz V'yikaro Asher Yom Shekach Allah Asher Yom Shekach Allah. Keser kolak sar, gavoh me al gavoh. Therefore, the whole yontiv of Purim is hipil pur hu agayro. And the girl means that ato geralein. That we have this girl that can't be explained b'derech hatever b'derech haseichel. And that girl says, no matter how life looks, toiv leiv mishta tamid. You know why toiv leiv mishta tamid? But there's a why Shulchan Aruch ends, Aruch Haim ends with that Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. It says it connects back to Shivisa Hashem Nehag Yisamid, that it's possible for a Jew, even in a place of terrible, terrible Olein, Hester upon him, of Anochi Hester Asta, which Megillah says, even a place of Hester upon him, for a Jew to bring himself to a Madrega of Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. How can he bring himself to such a place, even sitting by a Veilus, to have a Munah that it's going to be good, and there'll still be a Simcha, there'll still be Yontif in my life? Even after I've lost something, and it seems to me that everything is dark and everything is terrible, the terrace is because Shulchan Aruch begins with the words Shivis Hashem Lenegdi Song, and the Chidah says that's the inyan of Shnei Tmidim Kehilchasim, Shnei Tmidim Kesidrum. That there's a Seif and Noshim and Tchilasim, the beginning of Aruch Haim, the end of Aruch Haim, is a circle that's connected one to the other because of Kesar Kalak Sarim, Hashem Shekach Eloi, Hamelach Kachay Yasli Hashemelach Chafetz Biikar. So I just want to share with you something very sweet for my daughter. And I was going to tell you a story, but I knew this was going to be short. And I have Marv ready. So I have Baruch Hashem, this is my second daughter. She can either have a big family of her own. She's a teacher that has a hashpah on hundreds and hundreds of Jewish girls, young women. And I remember this before. Right before I left, I asked my wife, is there any chance you have that letter from Suri? She said, which letter are you talking about? I said, you know, when she wasn't behaving, she was the best kid. But something happened. She was off her game a little bit. And she wrote you a letter. Do you have that letter? And my wife said, I don't know. And she went downstairs and she found it. Just as I was leaving tonight. So I'll just share with you. It takes 10 seconds. She felt bad about herself. My wife figured she was around. At this time, she was around maybe 7. I mean, mommy is still with 1 M. So I think she was like 14 when that moved over to 2 M's. So she writes, listen to this. This is all I'm talking about. Kesa kolaksar, what it means to be a Jew. Dear mommy, I am sorry for what I did to you. I will never do that again. I'm going to go to somewhere else, and a different girl is coming. I am not going to say goodbye. I am just going with my suitcase. Here is the new girl. She has better midos tovos from your old Suri who went away. That's what it means. She said, you could ask this as theory. She says, I'm not going anywhere, but I'm going somewhere from your. And this is the old Suri, is the new Suri. Says, Soyda Ibra. So. Make up your mind. Either the old Suri or the new Suri. Either you're an Arhami or Bachmarcha. Who are you? The Torah says, who am I? I'm your child. I'm your Ben Yachid. I'm your only child. And even though I did something where I did things that are not good, and I don't want that part of me, I don't want that Arham, but I don't know how to get to that place that's called Hoidul Hashem, Kiru B'Shmoy Hodi Ba'am Eloisa. I don't know how to leave Kush. How do I get to Hoidul? How do I get to Hoidul? The Ranshom says, write me a little note like Suri did. Just write a little note. Say a couple of words. Get on the next train. It's leaving Mamish, it's Rosh Chodesh Adar, and it goes from Kush to Hoidu, the Riga Chodah, Mamish, the Riga Chodah, Ashrayam Shakach Eloi, Ashrayam Shashem Elokav. I want to wish each and every one of you Shibir Lechtik in Chodesh, Adi Rishon, Adi Sheni, each and every one of us should be Zoichet to touch that world of Reisha Delo Siyada, And in that schus will be zeichem Hashem for to see the mapala of all of our enemies, the chias amalek, the gulish I made this, maybe I may not have made it out of that.